Hello again. You're listening to the News at 1. Tánaiste Micheál Martin, continuing his visit to the Middle East today, has been visiting occupied Palestinian territory. Yesterday, he held talks with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem, and today met Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Eamon Heafy, our Deputy Foreign Editor, is in the West Bank and has been telling us about the tour, starting with a visit this morning to a secondary school that's partly funded by Irish Aid.
Yes, Brian, this was a school in Ramallah here in the occupied West Bank. In the past few years, alongside other countries like Germany, Finland and Norway, Ireland has supported a few programmes of the Palestinian Education Ministry. But this school, it's an all-girls vocational school, is one of around 100 schools that Ireland has part-funded in Palestine, primarily the building itself, but also some of the educational initiatives. But it was a pretty warm reception in the school. The Tánaiste went classroom to classroom to sewing classes, hairdressing classes, and coding classes and the likes. And he made much of the fact that he was once a teacher himself, even if his career as an educator prior to becoming a politician was pretty short-lived. But he toured the school with the acting Palestinian Education Minister because the actual minister resigned there only in the past week or so. But he was extremely effusive about the Irish support, even if he did ask the Irish government to formally recognise the state of Palestine.
And indeed, that issue was very much, I think, expected to be on the agenda in his talks today with the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Yesterday, of course, Mr. Martin met the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but today it was the turn of the Palestinians.
Yes, Brian. Yeah, that meeting with Mr. Abbas has concluded in the past while at the Makata presidential compound in Ramallah. We haven't formally heard from the Tánaiste about what was discussed yet, but the recognition of Palestinian nationhood, yes, was absolutely on the agenda. And it's also pretty clear what the Tánaiste would have told him, that Ireland would prefer to move in lockstep with other European nations, arguing that doing so would have a lot more impact. And broadly speaking, Ireland has no problem with recognising Palestine, and it wouldn't be the first EU country to do so. Countries like Sweden have already taken that step. But I think the argument is that it would have a lot more heft if Ireland was among a number of countries to do it at the same time. One other thing of note from the presidential compound is what the Tánaiste did just before he met Mr. Abbas. He laid a wreath on the tomb of Yasser Arafat, who is Mr. Abbas's immediate predecessor and widely considered to be the father of Palestinian nationalism.
So what then, Edmund, are the plans for the rest of today and tomorrow?
Well, later today, Brian, the Tánaiste will visit East Jerusalem, which is the section of the city that was captured from the Palestinians by the Israelis in 1967. And of course, we'll hear more about that meeting with Mr. Abbas when the Tánaiste speaks to journalists later today. And then tomorrow, the Tánaiste travels to neighbouring Jordan, where Ireland has recently opened an embassy. And there'll be a few high-level political engagements there.
Our Deputy Foreign Editor Eamon Heafy speaking to me a little earlier from Ramallah in the West Bank.